Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We're going to talk little hoops, Timberwolves basketball, and more. Kevin Lynch joins us from FanDuel Sports Network. Kev, good to visit with you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, good to hear your voice, Steve. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, saw you pregame, halftime, postgame. Kev, I've said it before.
how do
you
do it?
You stay in phenomenal shape. You look like you could play. I've said it before, but, man, you're like Dick Clark, just an ageless wonder.
this is an early Christmas present you're giving.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let me say thanks, Steve. That's nice of you to say.
Yeah.
If I got out on a court, you know, if we were in one of the Lifetime gyms and we were playing and you wanted to throw some elbows and work me over, you wouldn't be very impressed once we started playing some hoops 101.
Now you still play tennis, and I tried to get you on the show a week ago, or maybe I was sitting in for Henry. I guess I can't remember. But you said, hey, I got a USTA match, and did you crush your opponent that day?
I'm trying to think what day was that.
Maybe a week ago today. Yeah.
Week ago today. I've actually been I'm playing on four different USTA teams right now, so I'm getting a lot of tennis in. And so I don't win every match, and it's always doubles. I rarely play singles, okay, but doubles has turned out to be just a lot of fun. And so I'm winning most of the time, but some of these dudes out there in the Twin Cities can play some good tennis, so I don't win every time. But I've been winning a lot. I'll just leave it at that.
And I know you've been into this for a long time. I mean, you have played for years.
You know, it's funny about that is, yeah, I have. My mom used to play tennis, and she used to teach tennis when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, when I was young, probably like you, Steve, you know, it's like I just played all the sports. I played football all the way through high school. I played baseball growing up and played tennis because of my mom. My oldest brother liked to play golf, so I used to, you know, swing the golf club a little bit. And then, of course, basketball, too. So I was playing. We used to play boot hockey in the wintertime in the driveway.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we were just kind of doing everything. And so as far as tennis, when everything got shut down 4 years ago, one of my good high school buddies, he's a girls tennis coach. And so him and I are pretty even as far as tennis. So we started that spring of 2020 when it started to warm up a little bit. We were just playing tennis a little bit outside because no one's working. Everything was shut down. And And we played all summer, all spring, summer, and into the fall. So for about 6 months, we played once or twice a week. And then when the weather started to get cold that fall, I started to get into the USTA stuff. So I enjoy it. I enjoy being active. I've always loved watching tennis, professional tennis, and now I'm playing a lot. So it's been a good transition away from basketball, actually.
Yeah, and once again, good to see you on FanDuel Sports Network. Timberwolves do get a win last night. Number one, LeBron James not with the team. And the one thing you can say about LeBron throughout his career, he has generally answered the bell. Now he's getting long in the tooth, near the end of his career, dealing with a foot injury, maybe some personal things. He is away from the team, but you got to give him credit. Over the course of his long career, he's generally been there and been pretty durable.
No, that, you know, regardless of what you think, you know, some people, they don't like LeBron, but he's been a great player for a long time, and he's turned into a bit of a polarizing guy, I guess, in some ways, but that just kind of comes to the territory with being a great player for so long. But you're spot on. The guy has played a lot like how Jordan was. You know, when you've become like an icon of the sport, you know, throughout the decades, he's one of the greats. You know, if you have some intelligence, you feel like, God, I have a responsibility to get out there as much as I possibly can, and it's a part of the NBA product, you know, and people want to see him play. Now, okay, he's almost 40, and you get injured, and you still have to worry about getting your rest and making sure you're healthy for the rest of the season. So I understand that. But, yeah, give the guy a lot of credit. He plays, and he's played, you know, he's playing through dings and different injuries, and he plays through a lot. So for sure, give him credit.
Yeah, and one of the other legends, the late Kobe Bryant, if memory serves, you know, he would play even on the road in Minneapolis on a Tuesday night. You know, Kobe would suit up and go out there because I know there's load management and all of that, but this might be some fans' only opportunity to see that legend play. And you get the sense that that meant something to Jordan, meant something to Bryant, and now James. And I'm sure he is not happy that he needs to be away from the floor because, you know, once again, when you see these, you know, all-time greats, it comes far and few between.
Well, yeah, I think Jordan has publicly said that, Steve, like through the years, you know, I feel I need to be out there to play. And the team, not only are we trying to win the game, and that's, they feel responsible for, you know, getting a good playoff position so they can, you know, potentially win a championship, but and then you hear stories of dudes from, like, Japan or all over the world that fly into Chicago or Minneapolis if they're Timberwolves fans, and they want to see these guys play, you know. And so it's some guys, you know, every chance you can get, you're sitting out, you're resting, and da-da-da. But those very top guys, you know, that and plus, you know, you look at a guy like LeBron James, he's got so many business interests. And he's got a lot of, you know, a lot of pressure on him and a lot of he's getting pulled in a lot of directions. So, and I know Kevin Durant has been like this too. And he has said things like, it's my refuge. When I get to go out there and perform and do what I do best, it's a way to kind of get away from the other stresses of my life. And I think that's another reason that LeBron James is always getting out there and playing is because it's fun. And it's a way to kind of disconnect from whatever else you're dealing with in the rest of your life.
In the game last night, the Lakers minus James, Timberwolves found a way to get it done. I wouldn't say it was their best performance, but it's one of those you take it and you move on, and they get San Antonio on the road on Sunday. But, Kev, big picture, are you seeing signs this team is heading after a very up-and-down start to the season, some very disappointing stretches, that this team is headed in the right direction?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the issue I kind of have with how the Wolves have played up to this point is it just, You know, some teams, some really good teams, like the Wolves, are one of the better teams in this league. We all know it. And I mean, the record doesn't maybe indicate that. But, you know, with how things shook out last year, and basically, you know, very similar roster to this year without, obviously, Towns. But, you know, I just think these guys are they're dealing with a lot of different things. And that's kind of the disappointment, I think, of the season so far. Now, it can turn around, but, like, in the pregame press conference, Chris Finch was talking before the game last night, and he was just kind of – somebody asked him a question like, oh, you know, where do you think you guys are at? And he just kind of rattled off a few different issues that the team has kind of been dealing with, and they just – they're not – it's not like one thing is going on. They just – they can't rebound or they can't make threes or whatever. It's a variety of things, and some of them aren't connected with each other. So it's just that makes it even more challenging if it's just one thing you're dealing with, and once you solve that problem, then your team is ready to go. But so there's issues there that they need to clean up, and it's kind of been up and down. It's like they play well offensively, but then they don't play well defensively, and then it's the opposite the next game. And then within games, it's kind of an up and down affair. So they're for sure playing better than they were 2-3 weeks ago, and they're winning games now, and that's good. But, you know, there's still a lot left to be on the table, I think, as far as what this team can be and what they can do. So it's there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, and then on the road to San Antonio for the game on Sunday, and then we close in on Christmas. And you really feel like all the games on Christmas Day and that NBA showcase – I know the NFL's kind of stepping on that with two games this year, but it feels like, okay, I know it's regular season and all the games count, but then that feels like gold time in this league.
Well, yeah, that's kind of intentional. It's kind of, yeah, it's that Christmas Day where they have, I don't even know, five games in a row or whatever they do now. They used to have like one game, and then they just kind of kept building on it. And yeah, because the NFL starts to, I suppose at that point, you know, it's starting to wind down the regular season, the playoffs, and then the Super Bowl in February. So it's the NBA's turn to kind of take center stage. And NBA's done a great job. I mean, it's easy to say, now I'm kind of an extreme example because, you know, what I do for a living, and I played basketball in the NBA, whatever. But, you know, I've found myself watching a lot of those games throughout Christmas Day. So it's just a fun, I suppose it's like watching Detroit and Dallas play on Thanksgiving. I just get used to, you know, enjoying Christmas with my family and then turning into a basketball fan the rest of the day because it's sometimes it's kind of just a lot of quiet time. So watch some basketball. But, yeah, the NBA's done a great job at selling their product, and that's kind of day one, really, of when it's time to get real serious is Christmas Day.
Timberwolves and Mavericks on Christmas Day, and that is a 1:30 game. Really a great time slot for Timberwolves and Mavericks rematch of the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Hey, Kev, always good to visit with you. Merry Christmas to your family, and hopefully we can visit again soon.
Hey, Steve, one more thing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I always enjoy our conversations, and it'd be fun to talk about how Novak Djokovic hired Andy Murray as his
Whoa.
Coach. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. Murray, a great career in his own right, and Djokovic, the GOAT, certainly among the men for sure.
Yeah. So that's maybe a future nugget of conversation
we
can have if we talk tennis. But great to hear your voice, Steve. Merry Christmas, and hopefully I'll hear from you soon.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do an Australian Open preview, Kev.
That's a good idea. Let's do it. That sounds good.
Yeah.
You and I, Steve, we need to have a show. You and I, like on the weekends or something, and talk all sorts of sports. You lead the charge, but I can help you out.
Hey, I'm willing to grab a hold of a big star like you, and ride on your coattails. That's for sure. All right, Kev.
Let's go.
See you down the road. There he is, Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Sports Network. We're late to the weather break.